Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalutani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India operates with spirit of development, not expansionism. On the occasion of 77th Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu hails Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. Publisher of Morang Express, Akkam Longchari, stresses importance of authenticity in storytelling for writers in Nagaland. And Union Minister for Tribal Affairs, Durgadas Uike, visits several places in Kifire district. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India operates with a spirit of development, not expansionism. He remarked that India has always supported an open, secure, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. He was addressing the gathering after dedicating three frontline naval combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vakshir, to the nation on their commissioning at the naval dockyard in Mumbai.
भारत पूरे विश्व और खासकर ग्लोबल साउथ में एक भरोसेमंद और जिम्मेदार साथी के रूप में पहचाना जा रहा है। भारत विस्तारवाद नहीं, भारत विकासवाद की भावना से काम करता है। भारत ने हमेशा ओपन, सिक्योर, इंक्लूसिव और प्रॉस्परस इंडो-पैसिफिक रीजन का समर्थन किया है।
The Prime Minister emphasized that it was also a matter of pride that all the three frontline platforms were made in India and congratulated all the stakeholders. Mr. Modi remarked that India has emerged as the first responder in the Indian Ocean region. The Prime Minister also congratulated the armed forces for propelling the Make in India campaign. On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan extended their best wishes to the country's courageous soldiers, respected veterans and their families. President Murmu lauded Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. She highlighted the Army's pivotal role in ensuring national security. In a message, Prime Minister Modi said the government is committed to the welfare of the armed forces and their families through various reforms and a focus on modernization. Author and publisher of the Morang Express, Akkam Longchari, has emphasized the importance of authenticity in storytelling for journalists, writers and researchers in Nagaland. In a conversation held on his book, Pushing Boundaries, in Kohima today, Mr. Longchari viewed that journalists should be self-conscious of the consequences their stories would impact the society, individuals and families. He pointed out that stories of war and conflict often attract more attention and sell better than those of peace. However, he emphasized that it is crucial for journalists to be responsible in how stories are told and the impact they have. He also said, understanding the power of information and narratives to shape opinions and policies is crucial, and that when a journalist recognizes this, peace lens becomes all more significant. Highlighting on the changing media landscape since the COVID-19 pandemic, Mr. Longchari noted that the media environment has shifted drastically with the rise of news channels and influencers, making it increasingly difficult to distinguish between credible news organizations and others providing information. He pointed out that not all information provided by these platforms qualifies as news, stressing the importance of verifying sources. Mr. Longchari also called for a broader effort to create awareness around media literacy, adding that the state need more hands-on journalism schools. For news-based organizations, all information is not news. One need to authenticate its source, he stressed, urging both journalists and consumers to be more discerning in how they consume and share information. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today held a meeting with the Department of Minority Affairs to review various initiatives and discuss the way forward for implementing upcoming projects. Separately, Mr. Rio also interacted with the Nagaland team who won silver at the 37th Senior National Tug of War. Congratulating the players, the Chief Minister assured his continued support and wished them the best in representing India at the World Cup in South Africa. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs, Durgadas Uike, visited several places in Kifire District yesterday. During his visit to PM Sri Government High School, Yangpi, the minister inspected the library project and smart classrooms under Naga Ed and Ki Ed and held a brief interaction with the teachers. The union minister also visited Eglavya Model Residential School. He advised setting up a construction committee to monitor the construction project for quality works and directed the planning department to provide timely update to the district administration. The union minister also visited the food processing unit at Kingkular Azake, VLO, Amahator Town. Mr. Uike reiterated the commitment of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the development of both agricultural and non-agricultural products and promotion of self-help groups. He also assured his support towards development activities initiated in the district. Later, the union minister and his team paid a visit to the district hospital, Kifire. MLA A. Pongshi Pom has urged the youth to aim higher and pursue quality education. Addressing the inaugural program of the 72nd General Conference of Pom Lai Wang Pangtai at Long Leng on Monday, he encouraged the younger generation to excel in competitive exams at the national level. He also highlighted the importance of discovering one's unique talents and using them for the greater good of the community. The MLA also emphasized the rapid changes the POM community has witnessed in recent years and stressed the need for further growth in many aspects. Chief Minister Nipu Rio has extended Tsungkam Nyo greetings to the Yim Kyung community. In a social media post, Mr. Rio said this festival of Thanksgiving honors unity, peace and friendship and celebrates the year-long harvest and blessings. The Chief Minister wished that the festival may foster harmony and reconciliation among all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 19th of this month. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. More from our correspondent.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast ground frost conditions in isolated pockets in Nagaland and other northeastern states during the next couple of days. It said dense fog conditions are very likely to continue during night and early morning hours, with weather remaining dry over the states. IMD said during the past 24 hours, temperature was above normal by 1 to 3 degrees Celsius at isolated places in Nagaland, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India operates with spirit of development, not expansionism. On the occasion of 77th Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu hails Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. Publisher of Morung Express, Akkam Longchari, stresses importance of authenticity in storytelling for writers in Nagaland, and Union Minister for Tribal Affairs, Durgadas Uike, visits several places in Kifire District. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.